Hey there, everybody, and welcome back. This week in Teach Them Diligently, we are going to be talking about obedience. The reason why is last week while my family was on vacation at the beach, I was studying in 1 Samuel 15, and I came to the passage where Saul is given specific instructions as to what to do with the Amalekites. He is to utterly wipe them out, destroy them off the face of the earth. And he doesn't do that. He only partially obeys. He destroys some. He saves some for himself. And that decision cost him greatly and really changed the whole course of his life. And the Lord got me thinking about the way that we taught our children obedience, which we're going to talk about here in just a second, but also about how important it is for us as adults to be obedient and how often we don't follow those same little steps that we teach our children in our own lives. And I was greatly convicted, and so I thought that I would share with you just some of the things that the Lord taught me. As I was thinking about it, I was thinking, first of all, why do we teach obedience? What is the point that we want to get our children to know? Well, some of the reasons that we teach obedience is it keeps them safe. We teach our children to obey because within the realm of what we've asked them to do, there is safety. We know better for them in that situation. We know if you touch that stove, you're going to get burned. If you cross the street without looking both ways, you could get hit. Safety comes from obedience oftentimes. It also, we teach them to obey early because it gives them a right view of authority. Children who have no boundaries, who are not taught obedience, tend to grow up not respecting authority, whereas those that are taught to obey grow up with a respect for authority, and they know their place. They're able to interact better with those who are above them. Another reason is God tells us that if we obey, then blessings come. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor them, that it may be well with thee. So obedience precedes blessings. Throughout the Bible, we see this. The Bible also tells us that obedience to God shows that we know him. And so as we're growing up, this theme of obedience tells the world a lot more about who we are. That I wonder if we really give it credit for. When we obey, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2, I believe, when we obey, we show all of the people around us that we know and love God. 1 John tells us that if we say that we know God and we don't obey, we don't keep his commandments, that we're a liar and the truth isn't in us. So obedience is clearly a very important concept to God. When our children were younger, we taught them to obey very concisely. They were to obey quickly, sweetly, and completely. And we drilled this into them through songs that we would make up, through little poems, through games, through all kinds of things. But we wanted it to be deeply instilled in them that they are to obey quickly. That means no hesitation, no questioning. You obey right when you're told, right away, the right way. So they are to obey quickly. They're to obey sweetly. They should have a right heart attitude. And I could always tell on their face, in their tone of voice, and so on, if they did not have a right heart attitude. So they were to obey quickly, sweetly, and then they were to obey completely. And that means they were to do the job or do the task, do whatever they were asked to do until it was finished. That was a baseline standard in our home. And if you ask my children today, now that they're older, they would still be able to tell you that obedience means quickly, sweetly, and completely. Now, I don't remember exactly where we first heard that. We didn't coin it. It's out there. But that was the way that the Lord really inspired us to teach our children to obey. Now I have older children who, as when you have young children, there isn't as much explanation that is due to them. They need to obey. Everything is black and white when they're very young. You do it because I said to do it, and you don't ask questions. And that's very reasonable when they're young. As they get older, you should be teaching them to think biblically. And one way that you can teach them to think biblically is by giving them explanations when they need it. And so I've noticed with my older children now that this quickly, sweetly, and completely still comes into play, even though there may be times when I'm asked to give more of an explanation. For example, if I tell my oldest son that he can or cannot do something. He needs to do something or he cannot do something. He is very quick to say yes, ma'am, and to go on and start preparations to do that before he comes back and say, do you mind if I ask you why? What is your thinking behind this? As long as he asks me that in a respectful way, I am more than happy to tell him why. That gives me a great opportunity for discipleship in that moment. Sometimes that answer is still because I said so. It's something that needs to be done. There's no deep underlying reason for it. It's just a thing, and that's okay. But sometimes I've made a decision based on something that I'm feeling or sensing or something that I just don't feel is right, and so I'm cutting something off. In that situation, it gives me a great opportunity to talk to my children about what I'm feeling, sensing, what I think the Bible says about what they're wanting to do, and that kind of thing. And it really has offered great discipleship opportunities. Sweetly, that heart attitude is critically important. I know all of us have seen children who have obeyed, but they're kind of punishing you as they do. Their body language, their countenance, their voice, everything tells you that though they are physically obeying, nothing else is going with it. There is no emotional or spiritual obedience there whatsoever. And we wanted to make sure our children knew that they needed to obey sweetly with the right heart attitude. That teaches them submission. That teaches them humility. That teaches them to follow authority even when they disagree with them. And it also teaches them long-term, just like what I'm seeing with my children now, that there is a right way to question, to ask those things. But first, you've got to teach that respect for authority before they get to the point where they can question you. And then finally, completely. And this one is actually more of a struggle now than it was when they were younger. Because when they were younger, the tasks were generally pretty finite. You need to pick that up and put it in the box. You need to do whatever. Now it's a little bit bigger, and I find that completely is a part that really gets us now. And that's actually where I think a lot of times us as adults run into problems, and that's where Saul ran into problems as well. We will take that obedience as far as it's comfortable, as far as we can understand it. But when the going gets tough, or when we don't understand it anymore, or when we're tired of messing with it, we tend to jump out and not finish the task that God has given us. But those three points are so critically important, even as you're an adult, that you obey God quickly, sweetly, and completely, because there are great blessings that lay for you when you do. His way is always perfect. He is our gracious Heavenly Father who knows what is best for us. And so I just want to encourage you this week, as I was encouraged as well, to purposely obey God just as you teach your children to do so, quickly, sweetly, and completely. Give him your humble service all the way to the nth degree of what he is asking you to do. And then just stand in awe as he blesses the work of your hands, and he just promises blessing upon you. He will do great and mighty things that we know not if we serve him and we follow him. So that is my encouragement to you this week, this month, this year. May we all follow God, obeying him quickly, sweetly, and completely.